Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome into another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day. Dave Kirshner and I have a lot of great information for you today. In this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronos. All kinds of great health information here specifically for you. And you know what's good about it? It's usable right now. Time now for another edition of Good Day Health. This hour brought to you with the courtesy and kindness of Dr. Ken Kronos. He's at the helm at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. A lot of people from all over the world actually go to see Ken for his cardiological expertise. How do you like that, Ken? Cardiological, you can put that on your shingle outside. Dr. Ken Kronos, come here for cardiological expertise. Huh. I like that, frankly. Well, maybe I'll bring a, next time I come there, I'll have a special sign made and you can hang it outside the shingle, right? Outside the office. Perfect.
Might be a little stuffy for Florida.
Well, excuse me. Yes, that might be. That could be the case. Yes. Anyway, want to see Ken in stuffy Florida? 352.
Not stuffy Florida.
3514. Well, you have the. We've had the hurricane cleaned everything out. Right? No more stuffiness because it all blew away.
Everybody well, it went far west from us, but yes, there are those who are still cleaning up from it. Our hearts are out to them.
Well, you got rain and wind there, didn't you, in Central Florida?
Just a little bit. Not much. I gave everybody the day off, and they worked on their suntans.
Did they? Yeah, right, because nothing happened. All right. Speaking of nothing happening... the intelligent approach to dealing with all of the huzzerai about COVID-19. I say huzzerai because this program is going to be heard over Yom Kippur, taking place this weekend. So I guess I can use some Jewish expressions, Ken, right? And I'll be all right. And huzzerai is one of them. Let's see, what are some of the others? We're sure going
to... Why don't we get back to the health aspect?
Oh, okay. Let's do it. COVID-19 booster shots, all of the, there's a lot of stuff floating around. Frankly, I'm not a fan like I used to be because I think there are a lot of ins and outs here. But let's talk about the approval process and the continuing news media hype, which is the way I look at it. You'll have a different way of looking at it, perhaps, on getting the shots, who needs them, who ought to get them. So what's the latest?
Well, you and I have been talking about this for 3.5 years.
Yep.
And you're tired. Everybody's tired.
Yep.
Everyone has COVID fatigue. And
yep.
We can't call these boosters. There's a new vaccine. And believe it or not, the last shot, which was a booster, only 20%, Doug, of the American population even got it. And there's unbelievable commotion about this new announcement. And I think probably even less people are going to get this shot.
I agree.
And what happened was, I know we're not going to be live, but from the moment we're broadcasting 2 days ago, the FDA approved this new shot, both Moderna and Pfizer's. And then yesterday, one day later, after the FDA panel, which is about 14 medical scientists, physicians from around the country, they voted 13-1 to approve this. And then the CDC, the same day yesterday, put out the agreement, signed off on it, that it's okay, and it's been approved and a little bit surprisingly recommended for every American 6 months and older to get the shot. The Europeans approved the new vaccines for, depending on which country in Europe, 60 or 65 years old. And then we talk about in Europe, and which I'm a little more comfortable with recommending, 65 and older people who've had, or people who've had organ transplants, people who are immunosuppressed, people with multiple chronic illnesses, including obesity and diabetes. And this has been approved to keep you out of the hospital, to prevent death, to help lower the risk of getting long COVID, but not to prevent you from actually getting ill. And in America, it's been approved and recommended for everybody 6 months and older. For my own feeling, I'm going to recommend my patients use more of the European model and not recommend that everybody gets it unless things change. Right now, in August, there were about 2,000 Americans who died from COVID. And it's nowhere, you know, that's horrible, but it's nowhere near where it was back in March of 2020, where maybe that was in a day. And I think we believe 1.1 million have died from COVID. But right now, although it has ticked up a little bit, the hospitalizations, the deaths, it's really nowhere near where it was. But just to put this in perspective, we all have each year a new flu shot, which originated from the last pandemic in 1918. The next and most recent pandemic has been COVID-19, and this is going to be a yearly shot that's going to be updated each year, and mm-hmm. this is the current update. And it's even already two variants away from the current variant, which is out there circulating. But the feeling is that it will give enough, activity that will give it enough protection if you're against the most recent variant. And it's been recommended 6 months and older, 2 months from having a prior booster. I don't think there are many people in that category, but talk to your doctor about it. And I guess that's about all I have to say about it.
The interesting thing about Moderna that caught a lot of people's attention, the big golf tournament this weekend, and there's a fellow who's a golfer who was excluded from the tour because he refused to get shots. I'm trying to remember what his name is, and I can't.
Currently remember. Or in the past? That was in the past.
Yeah, but during the first part of the COVID era.
The tennis.
It was a tennis star, not a golf player. Yes, you're right, tennis player. Yes. Right, yeah.
And that's all gone now.
Well, it's interesting because the latest, over this past weekend, the tennis event that was broadcast was sponsored by Moderna. And this guy who'd been so anti-vax won the tournament. And it was, you look at the video and you look at the pictures, and here's this guy who is anti-vax who wins the Moderna tournament. And it was just kind of an interesting reality to see that, because it's an interesting world.
Times have changed.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health with a focus on your weight right now and the continuation of the big sale at Calitrin, the Labor Day sale. This is the last weekend of it, so take advantage of their largesse as they celebrate a lot of different things, including success. At this, at the website, toploss.com, you can see all of the, well, not all of them, because there are literally tens of thousands of people who have lost a lot of weight. If you put it all in a collective, billions of pounds have been lost using this fabulous all-natural product called Calitrin. You want to know how it works? You try it, you use it, see, it's not going to happen overnight. It takes a while to, you got to be patient and be smart about it, because it's not good for your body to lose a lot of weight fast. It's good for your body to lose the weight, keep it off. And that's another part of the success with Calitrin. It helps you to keep the weight off once you've lost it, which no other product really promotes. Why not? You know, they want you to stay healthy. So go to toploss.com and decide the sale. At the moment, the Labor Day sale allows you to buy one and get another one free, as many as you want. So go to Calitrin's website, which is toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, free shipping. And access to that big sale, that's again at toploss.com.
USA News on demand. On your phone, on your computer, on your terms.
Dr. J. Nadine Garcia. She says fallout from COVID has made it tougher for many to manage their weight.
Get trusted news and information from USA News.
What they are calling one of the largest drug busts in American history has happened at a port in Philadelphia.
USA News. On demand. On your phone, on your computer.
Well, as with cholesterol, truck size, and TVs per household, the nation's average bra cup size has collectively risen. It's gone from a 34B in 1983 to a 34DD in 2013. Not at my house. I always thought it was just ABC and Lucky D's.
On your terms. From USAPodcasting.com. Subscribe today. USAPodcasting.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Back now with Dr. Ken and the continuing focus on COVID and the business about the vaccines. I noticed that The Lancet this week had a study that basically debunks a lot of things that it was promoting before. I can't imagine you didn't see this. The Lancet Microbe Journal, in the article it says, people who tested positive for COVID don't show any symptoms, rarely have ever passed the disease on to somebody else. And so it flies in the face of all those people who were recommending that we wear masks, because the masks apparently didn't do any good, according to this. What do you think the latest wisdom is in terms of masks?
Boy, what a hot potato there.
Yep.
You know, I think you have to take this on an individual basis. I think that if, again, you're at risk of dying, being hospitalized, you're over 65, you have any of these other risk factors, organ transplant, immunocompromised, multiple medical issues, chronic issues, and you're going to be in a crowded spot and you're in an area of the world where there's a lot of COVID out there, why not wear a good mask? You know, it also
depends only one.
On what you, it depends on what you put on your face.
Yep.
You know, a scarf across your face is worthless.
Right.
But a good quality 3-ply, or, you know, we could talk a
whole
show about
that. Well, they call it the N95s are the only ones really that work.
Right. So you have to, a big question is, what mask are you using? And that's why you have to look very careful at the details of these studies. So I think still in certain circumstances, in certain environments, in certain zip codes, masks make sense. But for little children where there's no COVID, because 100, 300, 1,000 miles away, there's a lot of COVID, wearing masks for COVID is crazy.
Nonsense.
So it really depends on the situation. One size doesn't fit all. You have to think this out and use your head.
All right. There it is. Good advice, I think, from Dr. Ken. Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health.
former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Here we are, moving back into the health zone with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. You can reach Dr. Ken at his office. We were talking about where he is in Central Florida and why to go there. 352-735-1400. I would remind you also that those of you who are listening here and there that have a question for Dr. Ken, because we ask questions of him later in the program every week, you can dial 855-999-3684 for a question which will relay to Dr. Ken in the Ask Dr. Ken portion of the program, 855-999-3684.
And let me make one last comment about masks. And if people, and no one should be judging anyone else. And if someone wants to wear a mask, let them wear it. Don't express an opinion.
Shut up.
And if you don't want to wear a mask, don't
Shut
wear
up.
A mask. And you know, people, leave them alone. So stop making this political. Stop making this emotional. Let's all live our lives and enjoy it, and let's love each other.
Yep, thank you very much. All right, while we're in the vaccine department, Ken, let's talk about the efficacy of the flu vaccine, because the one we're using this year has already been used in the Southern Hemisphere because they're just coming out of winter down there.
Exactly. The prior pandemic before COVID-19 was this flu from 1918 called the Spanish flu, and we have a yearly vaccine against that. And each year it changes, and each year it has a different level of effectiveness because there is a ramp up to it. You can't make it when you'd like it because it takes time. So there's some guessing on which variant of the flu is going to appear. And this year the guess wasn't too bad. It looks like the CDC is saying that the Southern Hemisphere flu vaccine was 52% effective over the fall and winter. And this is a possible indicator, Doug, of its efficacy in America this fall and winter. The results came from early seasonal data collected from mid-season flu vaccine data in five South American countries during their 2023 flu season. So, again, if you're in the elderly category, I'm going to say 65. Doug is probably grinding his teeth when I say that. But if you're 65 years of age or older, or you're in this high subgroup of people, you're immunocompromised, you've had an organ transplant, multiple medical problems, get a darn flu shot unless you're in the rare group of people who've had a reaction to it in the past, because it might keep you out of the hospital and it might save your life, because that's why you're taking these shots for these viruses, not to definitely prevent the illness, but to keep you out of the hospital, keep you alive. There's even good data that they lower the risk of getting a heart attack or dying from a heart attack during the winter. So, just think about it for yourself on an individual basis.
Those are the flu shots versus the COVID.
You can get both. You can get both on the same day. I'd recommend, just to spare your arm. There's some data that might be better in the same arm, but, I think it might be painful in the same arm. I'm not absolutely recommending you do it on both of them on the same day, but according to the CDC, the FDA, the manufacturers, you can get them on. It's safe to get them both on the same day.
I think I did. When I did decide at the beginning, when I did actually get the shots, I don't care to get them now, but I got the third shot and I think the flu shot all on the same day. Yes. I'm sure I did, now that I think about it.
It's definitely a different situation now with COVID.
Oh, yeah.
The COVID vaccine in 2020 definitely saved lives. And, COVID then was killing people. It was just horrible, horrible. And it's fortunately different right now.
Yep. Hi, Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug here. He's got a license. I don't. That's okay. We continue on Good Day Health in a few moments.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one. And if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's Georgia election interference trial will not happen at the same time as two others next month. On Thursday, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee ruled that Trump's case, along with those of 16 other co-defendants, can be severed from Sidney Powell and Kenneth Chesbrough's trials, which have been scheduled to happen October 23rd. What did Elon Musk have to say when a reporter recently asked him, will AI kill us all?
There's some chance that above zero that AI will kill us all. I think it's low, but there's some chance. I think we should also consider the fragility of human civilization. And if you study history, I think you realize that there's a rise and fall to every civilization. Every civilization has a lifespan. And we want us to last as long as possible.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Let's get back to my special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show. Dr. Ken is here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Some call him Dr. K lovingly. Got all kinds of great health information. Use it as you will, starting right now.
Back to Dr. Ken. Ken Kronhaus here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Every week at this time, we get together to discuss the medical issues of the week. The things that we both agree, mostly Ken puts this all together. He studies the results of the studies and does a great job of filtering down in common terms what it is that is going on with the study or the information and how it affects you. That's why I'm happy to promote and have this information available for you every week at GoodDayHealthShow.com. We talked in the last issue about alcoholic beverages and hypertension and that sort of thing. There are always things every single week that catch my eye. And because you're a cardiologist, I'm looking at, and I probably should have mentioned this when we were talking about Calitrin a few minutes ago, how the deaths from obesity-linked heart disease have increased. It's ridiculous. It's obscene how many people are dying because they're just too damn fat. All right, that puts not much of a cap on it, Ken. Where do we go from there?
Oh, absolutely. Obesity attacks as many parts of the body, but from this journal, the American Heart Association publication that you're referencing this week, it seems like the heart may take the hardest hit of all. They report in this article that between 1999 and 2020, a little over 20 years, deaths from heart disease linked to obesity have tripled in America. Obesity is a horrible problem. Fortunately, we now have some good treatments for it. And maybe it'll go away like COVID has, although as in August, there still were 2,000 deaths from COVID, so it's not all away, but certainly, hopefully these things will be diminished.
You know, one of the things when it comes to your weight and how you take care of yourself, we talk about stuff like Calitrin helps people lose weight. There's nothing better than being physically fit. And there's so many different implications and ramifications of working out. I love the feeling of being strong. I think it's a very important part of being healthy as you age. Good for your body. There's no, you know, the muscles that hold your skeleton together, if nothing else, men and women need to practice, in my mind anyway. There's also another benefit that you found this week in looking at one of the journals, Ken.
Yes, strong body, strong mind. This comes out of the Journal of Affective Disorders. We learned that being fit does not just help your body, Doug. It also helps your mind. People in better physical condition, they appear to have less need for drugs to treat mood disorders. Isn't this nice? You know, we always recommend getting into an exercise program if you can after the doctor says it's okay if you're dealing with anxiety and stress and depression. You know, I think it's a great first approach with a therapist trying to see if you can avoid medication for these mild and moderate cases of these mental issues.
Yep. And so with that comes another focus on sort of the same thing in terms of exercise, physical fitness, what goes on in your head, and this business of not exercising or being, I guess people refer to it as being sedentary, how that is risk, business of psychiatric stuff. But dementia also plays a part in people's lives who are overweight, yeah?
Yes, more you can do to prevent dementia. It's important to move. This comes out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week. This is new research. It indicates that the more inactive seniors are, Doug, the higher their risk for getting dementia. This finding stems from a look at the onset of dementia among nearly 50,000 Brits. It compared to spending 9 hours a day on the proverbial couch versus 10 hours of inactivity. This was associated with an 8% higher risk for dementia among seniors when there was just one more hour a day of inactivity. So it's amazing how that can affect getting dementia.
Yep. Well, there are a lot of things that are connected. The body, what's the old, the leg bones connected to the hip bones connected to the backbone, all that stuff. It is. Everything's connected. And so when you, when you're thinking about how to take care of yourself, it's very important to go to bed and to get a good night's rest. If you stay up late, all kinds of things can go well. I mean, you can stay up late if you don't have to get up early, but if you stay up late, if you burn the candle at both ends, what happens?
Yes. Staying up late is also not good if you're trying to prevent dementia. We learn more information this week about how being a night owl is not good for you, about staying up late also increases the risk of diabetes. It increases the risk of early dementia. So just getting enough sleep is so important in terms of keeping yourself healthy. You know, we recommend now about 7 hours of continuous sleep, but those who don't get this 7 hours of continuous sleep seem to have an increased risk of getting dementia.
And is this an age thing? The older you are, the more you are at risk? Or is this for all ages, do you think?
I think this is for all ages, and I think it just compounds as you get older.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the reason that I ask that, there are a couple of studies that focus on younger. We think of being ill as something that, you know, goes with getting older, not necessarily as you have found out in this oncology study of early onset cancers and the ages now that people are. This is our diet, isn't it? There's lack of exercise, a whole bunch of lifestyle stuff here, right?
All of the above about how cancer is actually surging among people under age 50. You know, we usually think of cancer as mostly an illness of the elderly. This comes out of the British Medical Journal Oncology. Over the past 30 years, new cases have increased 79% worldwide.
Wow.
In this age bracket, the fastest rising cancers are in the windpipe and prostate, and most deaths have been from breast, windpipe, lung, bowel, and stomach cancer. You know, you're asking why the steep rise. A lot of it's diet, high in red meat, salt, low in fruit and milk, too much alcohol, too much smoking, and just physical inactivity. Obesity is a big one. High blood sugar is also playing a part.
And it, by the way, you can see the results, frankly, in this term, in terms of the stats, by looking at where we are in comparison to other countries with the average age of death. It has gone not up, but gone down. That is how many years we would stay on the planet because of the way our lifestyle stuff.
A lot of that's fentanyl.
Fentanyl, too, right. All right, so now let's talk about this study of young people, as long as we're in this pew, who are vaping. And what comes as a result, that's got to be physical, mental, all kinds of stuff connected here, yeah?
You've got to ask yourself, young folks, why you're vaping. This comes out of the European Respiratory Society meeting in Milan, Italy this week. More news about it. Young people who vape, they report, are more likely, Doug, to experience chronic stress, though it's not clear whether it's the stress that brought on the vaping or the vaping that causes the stress. You know, what's the chicken and what's the egg? But young people who vape, they're more likely to be physically active, yes, but also more likely to report experiencing extreme chronic stress in their lives. I don't, you know, if you're vaping, you're not doing it for your health. That's the bottom line.
Sure, right, exactly. Decongestants and painkillers. We'll talk about those items as we continue here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, I'm Doug Steffen with an invitation for those of you listening who want to go to Vegas and not have to pay for it. Who wouldn't want to have two free nights in a great Las Vegas hotel? There are 15 or 16 different properties from which you may choose. Folks at 541 Travel have teamed up with me to tell you the story of how they've got 10 operators standing by. That's part of the story. Las Vegas is the calling card. That's part of the story. The fact that you get two nights free, that's part of the story. There's nothing attached to it. You can go for two nights. You can stay longer if you want. Call 800-419-3684, and you can call it now, and in the first queue with 10, you'll get answered right away. You won't have to wait on hold. Fabulous Las Vegas. Who doesn't want to go there just for the experience of having a good meal, seeing a good show, doing some gambling if you want? Who knows what else? 800-419-3684. That's the number for the free nights. 800-419-DOUG. Call it now, and you got two free nights in Las Vegas. Pretty simple. 800-419-3684. Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Attention, small business owners.
This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
All right, back in the focus here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. So I was looking at a number of things here that have to do with things that are available, painkillers. There's news about painkillers. There's news about decongestants. I saw a whole thing. The FDA doesn't want you to take some of these decongestants anymore because they say they don't do anything for you.
Well, let's clarify this. What the FDA has finally done, and this is long overdue, is that they have concluded that the ingredient phenylephrine, when it's taken orally for nasal decongestant, so little of it actually gets to the area where you need it that it's not effective. And let me tell you, this is going to create an enormous amount of empty shelves in drugstores and in grocery stores because, you know, we're talking about Sudafed PE, Vicks NyQuil, Sinex nighttime sinus relief, Benadryl allergy. I mean, we're talking about tons of over-the-counter
they
products.
They do nothing.
That apparently are not effective.
Yeah.
Not that they're unsafe. They just appear to be not effective.
Might as well take a placebo. Go get some vitamin C tablets and take them. All right, so now let's talk about painkillers.
Well, you want to use a spray. And, you know, what's really good here in these areas is the nasal, the nasal salt sprays that you put saline sprays right into the nose. But go on, I'm sorry.
No, I sort of coupled the focus here on the use of painkillers, especially as this study that you are citing this week has to do with women on birth control.
Ah, yes. This is out of the British Medical Journal. So many of our young women friends and listeners are on oral birth control, and I'm sure they're aware of a small risk of getting clots. And this clot for the oral pill, the contraceptive pill, the risk for clots goes down as the estrogen level in the pill goes down. But the news this week is that the risk of blood clots among women on birth control is further increased during weeks when these women take non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. This includes painkillers such as ibuprofen and naproxen. I think if you're going to be on these for short term, not to worry, but if you need them long term, then talk to your doctor, especially about using the progestin only oral pills or an IUD. Just talk to your doctor about it and do not smoke because that also increases the risk of getting clots when you're on this.
All right, coming up in a few moments, questions for Dr. Ken, including the continuing question about AI in medicine. So we'll have that and other questions to be answered by Dr. Ken in a matter of moments here on Good Day Health.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier.
That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now on Good Day Health, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. I am proud always to pass along the information. I've had such great experiences with Ken over the years. My physicality is my confidence in my physicality comes from spending time with Ken, him telling me what's going on in my body. I guess sometimes I have these conversations with people, Ken, and I'm unusual. People say, I don't want to know. I want to know. Why wouldn't you want to know? Take care of yourself. You have various things in your body that maybe are hereditarily important. You ought to check on those or just the way you live. I just want to know what's going on. So you'll find out if you have time with Dr. Ken. Help yourself either directly at the office at Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora or in a Zoom telemedicine review. Why not? 352-735-1400. 352-735-1400. And again, I remind you of the number to call in questions for Dr. Ken for this portion of the program, 855-999-3684. There's a study out that is rather strange. The question about concussions and how it helps or doesn't. Some people think concussions help their brain function better. I don't know who thinks that way, but somebody. I've heard that conversation over the years. So why this study of twins with regard to this? What's the special consideration there, Ken?
Well, I think the only people who think concussions help their brain function better are people who have already had a concussion. The reason why you do a twin study is because you want to see whether the effect is genetic when you use identical twins or whether it was due to environment. And the environmental issue here is an early concussion. And this was a publication this week in the Medical Journal of Neurology. It's a study of male twins from an average age of 67, and it reveals that earlier concussions are tied to lower scores on tests of thinking and memory. So your thinking and memory skills may take a hit decades after recovering from a concussion. So if you use twins, Doug, you know that the effect was not genetic. It wasn't inherited. One of the twin had the concussion. The other twin didn't have the concussion. And the twin that had the concussion is the one whose memory problems and thinking developed later and not the other twin.
Not the other way around. Yep. All right. Now, AI. The whole business is a very controversial thing. I noticed that there was a story floating around that I think is very impactful, frankly. A boy suffering from chronic pain for 3 years. They went to every doctor imaginable and couldn't find out what the cause. So they used artificial intelligence, put in all the information that had been gleaned from the 3 years of testing for the various doctors, MRIs, x-rays, all that stuff, reports from doctors. And the ChatGPT kicked out the answer that they couldn't get. They were frustrated. 3 years of going to countless doctors. And so what came out was that this youngster had a what they call tethered spiral cord syndrome, which is a neurological disorder caused by the lack of attachment to the. In other words, the spinal cord jumping up and down. He was as youngsters used to have a bounce house, and so it separated the spiral cord, and they couldn't find it. I can't imagine. That seems amazing to me. With all the MRIs and stuff, but it took this AI thing to figure it out. So what do you make of that?
Well, I think that AI, when it's used as assisted intelligence, as opposed to artificial intelligence, will be very good in medicine. And I think that this is a good use of it when trying to diagnose very difficult diagnostic dilemmas, as doctors like to call them, and using some assisted intelligence is fine. But we have to be careful because, you know, there's one of the private health insurers is having a lot of legal problems right now because they were using AI to refuse claims without having humans review the claims. And so many approvals were not provided, and this has become a huge, huge problem. So when used appropriately, AI will be helpful. When used inappropriately, it can be hugely dangerous to our health.
Well, there it is. I think that is the final word, at least for today. Good day, health. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour. Good day.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.